Now let's build a case for Jesus' resurrection. I provided three major historical facts that are strongly evidenced and are widely accepted by scholars: Jesus' death by crucifixion, the empty tomb, and the beliefs of a number of people, both friend and foe, that he had been resurrected and had appeared to them. In historical investigation, it's very rare that something can be conducted with absolute or 100% certainty. Because of this, the historian looks for high probability, the best explanation of the facts. So what about Jesus' resurrection? Certainly, it explains all of the facts and does so easily and without strain. But can any natural explanation account for them just as well? Can I explain these using other hypotheses, given what we know from science, history, philosophy, and psychology? In my judgment, the answer is no. It's not just that these hypotheses cannot account for all of the facts. Most of the time, it's the facts themselves that serve as refutations of them. For example, if it's proposed that the disciples stole the body and lied about the appearances, this wouldn't account for the conversions of the church persecutor Paul or the skeptic James, who would have been the first to suspect fraud. Thus, when it comes to Jesus' resurrection, naturalistic theories do three things: fail, fail, and fail. But what about the fact that we're talking about a miracle? Is historical investigation possible when a miracle is involved? In my opinion, yes. Historical events never stand as islands. All occur within a context, and the context in which these three facts occurred was charged with religious significance. At minimum, scholars have established that Jesus believed he had a uniquely intimate relationship with God, that he was God's chosen servant to usher in his kingdom, that he performed deeds that many interpreted as miracles, and that he predicted his violent death and vindication of God. It is within this environment that the evidence for Jesus' resurrection occurs, and thereby greatly increases the probability of the event being a miracle rather than a result of natural causes. This is especially strengthened when we consider that natural explanations are extremely improbable and unimpressive when trying to account for the known data. In conclusion, we've seen that there's good evidence for Jesus' resurrection. Moreover, Jesus' resurrection explains all of the facts without any strain. Since positive evidence exists for Jesus' resurrection, in the absence of a more likely theory, we can conclude with confidence that Jesus' resurrection was an event that occurred in history.